We're going to sing hymn 314, which is Child in the Manger. Alison is now going to read for us part of the Christmas story.
The reading this evening is from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7, the birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son, and she wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them.
So that's part of the Christmas story. Now, we're going to sing Away in a Manger, and then I'm going to give you some instructions, and I'd like you to listen very carefully. Okay, so let's sing Away in a Manger, hymn 312.
Jesus, Lord.
Right. I'm going to need some volunteers to hand out kits to make Christingles. But I don't want you to start making a Christingle. I want you to wait, because we're going to look at each bit and we're going to sing a bit, and then we're going to make our Christingles very slowly as we think about what each part is. So normally we get the kits and then whoom, we've got Christingles everywhere. So we're going to hand them out, but don't start. Who'd like to help hand out some Christingles for me? Right? Do you like to come out, Jack? If you'd like to take a tray, you might get Lucas to help you. Right? Okay, there's... Right? Grab a tray. Start that side. Lucas can maybe help. Can you help your brother? Help Jack, because it's difficult. He's that way. Right? There we go. Can you manage? Right. Right. Have you? You might want to take some more that side, so these people get one. Well done. Well, are you missing one? Are you missing two? Right, is anybody missing? The spare ones, okay. So, I'll take the tray. Can you take a bag? There we go, Grandma's got some. Anybody else missing? Right. You've got three left. Have you got one for yourself?
My daddy's got one for
me. Right, okay, that's good. Well done. Right. The first thing I would like you to do is to take out the orange and just hold it. Right? Just hold the orange. Now, the orange in the Christingle is meant to symbolise the world. So what you've got to do is you've got to hold up your orange and imagine that you are an astronaut in your spaceship looking at the Earth. And if you've seen those pictures, actually, astronauts were quite amazed at how the world looked when they were out in space, because it seemed not big and strong, but small and fragile. We've got the words of the astronauts that tell us how they felt. We've got the words of the Bible that tell us that God made the world and he placed it into our care. So, just hold it in the palm of your hand. The world is in your care. And just imagine it hanging in the darkness of space. This world that God made and said to human beings like us, take care of my world. Now, we're going to do this with the words of the Christingle Carol. And Derek has given me instructions. So, the introduction is the whole verse. So don't start singing immediately. Let a verse go by. And then there's a verse and a chorus. However, we're not going to do that every time. When it comes to the second time, and we're going to sing, I think, verse 3 then, because we're singing verses 1, 3, 4, 2 and 5. Because it fits the story. But it'll come up on screen, so that's quite easy. The second time we sing, there's no introduction. Just go for it. Right? So listen to the tune, and then we sing, but not the second time. I'll try and remind you. Let's sing the first verse. It's a verse and a chorus. And have a look at your orange like the world floating in space. What I would like you to find is a red ribbon, and there should be a little bit of paper with two pins. So the trick here is to put the ribbon round the orange so that it overlaps, and with the first pin hold those together, and then with the second pin, 180 degrees round the orange, put it through the ribbon so that it holds the ribbon in place. Have you done that right, Rob? How are we doing? Are we doing okay?
Yeah.
Good. Are you managing, Shona? I just wondered if you needed help, that was all. Okay. The ribbon is there to symbolise God's love. Love for the world. The love of God circles the world. The love of God is for every person on earth. The ribbon is red to remind us that God loved the world so much that he sent Jesus, who gave his life to save us. So we remember that the love of God in Jesus circles the whole world. Now, we're going to sing what is verse 3 and then chorus, and you start singing immediately. Now, here's a tricky bit. You've got to find four sticks and all the sweets and raisins. And here, if you take your orange, if you put the cocktail sticks in at around 45 degrees, 90 degrees apart. You'd never guess I wanted to be a maths teacher at one time in my life. So you end up with an orange with four spikes pointing up the way. And then onto each spike, it's probably easier to put the raisins on first, because they're softer. So a raisin and a sweet onto each. And if you've got extras, you can eat them. Are you missing? Who ate them?
Nobody.
How are we doing? Are you managing, Rob? Good. It's actually quite fun watching you, because there are some people who just put the thing together, and there are others who are in deep concentration. The cocktail sticks and the sweets symbolise the four corners of the earth and the gifts of God and the Holy Spirit. Everything that we have is a gift from God. No corner of the earth is outside God's love. The Spirit of God is everywhere and offers us the gifts of God. So let's sing verse 4, and we go straight into the song. Now, for the clever people who have covered their orange with the little green bit in the top, it's probably easier to take that bit out. And I find the best way to do this is simply to poke your finger in there, make a hole in the orange, and the candle goes in. For some reason, my fingers smell of orange right through Christmas. Well done. Good. There we go. The candle symbolizes Jesus as the light of the world. Lights and candles are everywhere at Christmas, and the reason behind this is not because these are the darkest days of winter. The reason behind this is that Jesus is the light of God's love, and no one is beyond that light. This is the gift of Christmas. God also gives us light so that we can share it. This is the light that we have to share with the world. We're going to sing again. This time it'll be verse, chorus, as we sing verses 2 and 5.
Thank you.
Christingles. These have been made by people for over 200 years. And it's all started in the Czech Republic and the Moravian Church. And this is the legend behind the Christingle. It was said that a long time ago, when children would on Christmas Eve take gifts to church and put them near the nativity scene, they would lay gifts down next to the manger. And there was a poor family who thought they had nothing to give. So they looked around their house to find something. And in the house, they found an orange. And they wondered what they could do with it. So they put a candle in the top. And it looked like a little lamp. But it still didn't look very great. So one of the girls took a red ribbon from her hair and it was put round the orange. And to hold it in place, they didn't have pins. They used skewers. And just on the end of the skewer, they put in some dried fruit that they had sitting in a cupboard. And they took what they thought was the poorest gift of all to put at the manger. And we can maybe imagine them putting that somewhere quite unobtrusive. They'd laid something down, but they wanted nobody to see it. But in the middle of the service, the priest who was conducting worship took the orange, the little lamp, and told the story that we've had as we made our Christingles, and said that it was the most perfect gift of all because it told the story of Jesus and of Christmas and the great gift of God. And that's the story behind the Christingle. So we have our Christingle, which just means Christ light, the light of Jesus. You can keep your Christingle as a reminder of all that Jesus means to us. It can go in the centre of your table tomorrow, whether you're having Christmas lunch or Christmas dinner or Christmas sometime whenever it's ready, which tends to be at our house. Or if you think of somebody who might need just something to brighten their lives at the moment, you can give away your Christingle and give it as a gift, giving some of the light of Christmas to somebody who needs it. And it was suggested that often we don't light our Christingles here, so I'm going to light these ones just so that they're there for us to see, and then we'll sing our final hymn. We've lit some Christingles. And we're now going to sing O Come All Ye Faithful as our final hymn this evening.
Oh,
now with the light of Christ in your hearts. And may God bless you through this Christmas season. The blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you and all whom you love, now and forever. Amen.